Here are Friday's Newcastle United headlines, and coming up we've got the thoughts of Carl Darlow, but we'll start with some team news ahead of the crucial trip to Aston Villa at the weekend, with Newcastle looking to build on a good run, having picked up 8 points from their last four games, and boss Rafa Benitez has no fresh injury concerns. He is expected to name an unchanged starting 11 at Villa Park this weekend. Daryl Yanmat, though, is close to return following a month on the sidelines with a groin injury. Two players who won't be involved, though, are Gabriel Obertan and Sylvain Marveau. They've both left the club by mutual consent. Regardless, they were out of contract this summer anyway. Well, now on to those thoughts of Carl Darlow. And the goalkeeper is convinced that Newcastle can pull clear of danger. Well, he says he doesn't look at the table, but he's simply focused on picking up points. After the game against Crystal Palace, he said he didn't look at the table, but was told that Newcastle were out of it for the time being. And he added, the most important thing is we are out of it at the end of the season and we stay in this division. Everyone is very focused on getting the job done. In the next two games, we hope to pick up points again. Well, Darlow was released by Aston Villa as a 16-year-old. He's confident they can grab three vital points at Villa Park on Saturday, but he does concede he's expecting a tough game despite the fact that Villa's relegation has already been confirmed. We'll finish with a bit of transfer talk, and Andros Townsend is being linked with Southampton and West Ham as well as Stoke City. Apparently, he's got an £8 million clause in his contract should Newcastle be relegated to the Championship, so whether or not Townsend stays seems dependent on whether or not Newcastle avoid the drop. It could be the same for Iose Perez. He has been linked with a shock move to Barcelona, who have been credited with an interest in the forward in the past and are said to be preparing a move ahead of the summer transfer window.